This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. The House Appropriations Committee passed the newest version of the state's operating budget Tuesday. Chairman Cameron Henry says this latest version leaves $100 million unspent.
We're appropriating about 98.9%.
After years of mid-year budget cuts, some legislators support spending less money than the state is forecasted to bring in, a figure determined by the Revenue Estimating Conference. In the regular session, the House originally wanted to leave $206 million unappropriated, but the Senate favored spending 100% of the money. Henry says this is an effort to compromise with the Senate and governor. But according to Commissioner of Administration Jay Darden, right now it's more responsible to appropriate the full 100%.
Recognizing that there are going to be very appropriate safeguards put in place to try and address what we hope doesn't happen, and that is more mid-year cuts.
Similar to last fiscal year, the administration says it will instruct agencies to hold back money in the event of a budget shortfall.
Don't create a situation where you're not appropriating $100 million that REC says is available to us to provide the huge needs that we know we have in these various departments that are going to be adversely affected.
Much of the regular session budget debate centered on the reliability of REC estimates. Darden says it's still the crux of the issue in the ongoing budget negotiations.
And that's really what our discussion is about, whether you're going to appropriate this money or whether you're not going to appropriate this money. That's really what all this discussion and disagreement is boiling down to.
The bill will be debated on the House floor today. The special session must end no later than Monday. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from IEM, Worldwide Disaster Management from Louisiana since 1985. I think, therefore IEM. And Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge.